This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
Paul the Apostle here in Ephesians chapter 4 has been talking about life as a new person, the actual living out of Christ after our transformation, after our rebirth. We're going to begin in verse 20 of chapter 4 today, where Paul writes, "But that isn't the way Christ taught you. If you have really heard his voice and learned from him the truths concerning himself, then throw off your evil nature, the old you that was a partner in your evil ways, rotten through and through, full of lust and sham." "But you didn't," says the King James in verse 20. "But you didn't learn Christ that way." Speaking to the believers who were reading this letter, Paul again is reminding them that they haven't learned that kind of lifestyle, not from Christ, not from him. That is, if they count themselves one of the redeemed, that is. Listen, both then and now, there is no middle ground. There's no middle ground offered up here, no exceptions, no free passes. No doubt, there are some of us who will immediately rise to our own defense and begin to offer some dribble about how we're, you know, that we pre-programmed for such a situation. I liken it to a fire sprinkler system. You know, at the first sign of trouble, out pops our excuses that are somehow expected to smooth over the emphatic throwdown of Scripture. I think it goes a lot like this. "Well, I know I should be living holy. I know I should be serving God. I know this is an issue of the flesh that has bondage over me, but," and there it is, "but you just don't understand the magnitude of this situation, Pastor. You don't understand the extreme of the problem, the difficulty of the rejection, etc., etc., etc." And we all feel that we are individually special and somehow think that God's going to overlook our shortcomings and ignore our failure to, you know, step up and be men and women of God. I found a lot of folks who think, "Well, I'm going to just disregard his instructions at this point and do as I want, and later I'll seek and receive his forgiveness." Well, maybe. But maybe after wandering around the darkness for a time, you'll never find the light switch again. I know, you're special, right? Those that have heard him, I mean, meaning heard his call and have actually experienced his lighting of their path and their life. Notice that it does not say to those who have learned about Christ. Hear it now. It says those who have learned Christ. Remember, Paul is addressing those who have been born again or at least believe themselves to be so. And the push here is to grow up now. To mature. And I realize that this is not an instant, just add water kind of situation. This is rather a walk of life. Now, all of this certainly is more than just an intellectual endeavor. This church, we're not a school classroom where one listens to a lecture once a week. No, this is the experiential learning to live out the person of Christ in one's life. Not just learning his do's and don'ts and attempting to obey, you know, 1 through 10 with a snappy salute, trying to emulate his attributes. No, we're talking about learning as an understanding, the acceptance of such as truth, and then actually living him out in our lives, his nature, his behavior, his passion, his love, his commitment. Every day, we become thus more and more like him. This is the learning Christ. Do you learn how to swim in a classroom with a textbook? No. You learn how to swim by getting into the water and by swimming. I know, at first you do so in shallow water, and most of the time you do so quite poorly. But by doing it, you learn how to do it. Such is Christ.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.